This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company, and American Dental Group, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk and founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, always a pleasure, our friend, my colleague, Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home, joining us today to talk about home care and senior care and health care and all of the care that goes with that. But Dan, thank you for joining us as a guest here on Senior Talk.
Greg, thank you for having me. It's my honor.
You know, I think folks really enjoyed the last couple times you've been on, and we're gonna continue that dialogue and conversation and see if we can't be a good resource for our listeners and help educate and navigate and all of the other in-betweens that go with this wonderful healthcare aging cycle that we all get to hopefully partake in. But before we get started, for folks who maybe didn't tune in the last time you were on as a guest, you know, Dan, tell our listeners a little bit about your background and kind of what brought you to working with seniors.
Thank you, Greg. Background, there's a variety of options to start with, but I think the real trajectory started when in February 2nd of 92, when my life took a little bit different path and it led me down the road, and I ended up working in a number of churches, full-time and part-time as a pastor. That led into a life where I was a entrepreneur, specializing in marketing, and I found in that time that I loved working with people who brought something to their world that was focused on more than money. And as one thing led to the other, relocated for the empty nesting season of my life into the Colorado Springs, and found this community of people who work with seniors and provide home care and facility care, and I fell in love with it. There was, as you know, there was an event that this community put on, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but I knew where I wanted to work. And at that meeting, I said, "Hi, I'm Dan Wilson. I would love to work with these folks." And you happened to be there that day. And that began one of the most enjoyable jobs I've had.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure having you on board with Heartfelt. And, we had no intention of hiring anybody when I met you at that event. And sometimes it works the way it's supposed to do. It always works the way that it's supposed to do. And it's amazing how many of us in healthcare and in senior care specifically are called to service and serving our community and being able to be a part of something much bigger than ourselves.
Absolutely. And it's the service is good, but I love the company. And you ask this question just about every week of people, but I'm interested, what if you're willing to give the listeners a little bit of a chance to hear about your background and your history in serving seniors, and ultimately what led to the creation of Heartfelt Care at Home? How did Heartfelt come alive?
Absolutely. And it's always it's a fun story that I always start with saying, I blame my mother. My mother worked in old school traditional nursing homes, and I always compare it to the ones that you saw on Dateline in 2020 back in the late 80s and early 90s. And I know because I was in it, and I remember seeing it on Dateline in 2020, and it's like those are the places where you don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling, from the environment and the aesthetics of it, and things that we've made certainly improvements of from the senior living, perspective. Yeah. But old school nursing homes. I grew up running around the halls of nursing homes. I was in the Christmas pageants and the plays and doing the activities with seniors. It was just my childhood. And after high school, I went the direction of entrepreneurship and business and internet startups and technology and all that fun, cool, like young, I'm gonna go do this, never thinking in a million years I'd work for seniors. And my mother actually called me up and she said, you know, I'm done with this nursing home stuff. Yeah. Let's start a home care agency. And this is about 19 years ago. And you know, my first response was, you know, is that even a thing? Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't back then. So we started one of the first home care agencies in Tucson, Arizona, and did that successfully, learning every step of the way. Did that successfully until 2008 when we sold that agency and I moved back to Colorado where I grew up. Worked with some larger organizations, some franchised organizations, and ultimately started Heartfelt about 6 years ago. Oddly enough, when I moved away from Arizona, I had a close friend who was just starting a home care agency down there, Total Care Connections. And I was blessed enough to be able to participate with their growth over the years, consulting and mentoring. And actually, earlier this year, we were able to merge with that organization. And what a great partnership it's been, especially in a wild period or season in healthcare with COVID and
tumultuous, to say the least.
To say the least. And, you know, where they focused on caregivers and really growing service to a VA population, the veterans, you know, we focused on the private side of home care here. And it's just this synergistic relationship that we've been able to form and actually be able to bring, you know, VA care out here to Colorado as well. So that's what brought us to Heartfelt and inspired it and where we are today and moving forward for years to come.
It's exciting.
It is, to say the least. I can honestly say I've never been more excited for Heartfelt and what we're doing in our community as well as the communities in Arizona. Never been as excited as I am right now. So looking forward to the future. You know, take some time, Dan, share with our listeners about some of the services that we provide at Heartfelt Care at Home. You know, what do we do? Everything. What don't we do is the easier list.
I guess that's how that works. If there's a way to synopsize everything, how home care, non-medical home care fits into every part of the senior life health cycle, there are pieces from bathing and personal assistance to community connection to companionship, from transportation to helping loved ones be communicated to med reminders, medication reminders. The pieces that Heartfelt brings to the table are what family members do or would do if we still lived in multi-generational housing.
Yeah.
We don't live in multi-generational housing anymore, at least not in America.
No, many families have those adult kids that are in different states. It's not grandma and grandpa living in the home with the family, you know, as the kids are growing up. It's we're spread out.
Well, and even for the ones that live locally, there's focus and time that needs to be given, and we live in a different society, and so there's a way in this non-medical home care industry for companionship and mental health, but also just the activities of daily living to be helped with, because it's the getting something off of the top of the refrigerator that leads to a stool getting knocked over and you get hurt, and that transitions the rest of your life to you lose track of this or that, and having a team to be on board with you and be able to walk through this season of life and make sure that on the areas that maybe it's the first time that you've ever dealt with this particular situation, doesn't mean that you have to be alone.
Absolutely. And it sounds like, you know, this one-on-one care, it's that day-to-day type care, which could be anything. It sounds highly personalized. I mean, is this personal?
I don't know that I've worked in any industry that is more personal or personalized than this. This is because every individual, we all carry our own unique versions of life. We all have our own crazy that we bring to the world that we live in. And having people who are patient, kind, decent, and loving to be there alongside you walking through this season of life, it can be the difference between the most wonderful memories of a difficult season versus being stuck and alone.
Fantastic. Now, Dan, in your role, you know, you're out in the community – you're interacting with seniors, I mean, but you're interacting with different service providers and, yeah. and different services and companies and organizations that serve our aging population, you know, including some companies that probably even provide same types of services that we do. You know, I mm-hmm. always see there's about 50 home care agencies here yeah. in Colorado Springs. I know the majority of them, and I love half of them, right? So we've got some great groups here. But, you know, what is it that you've seen, you know, with your experience out there interacting with the community, what is it that sets Heartfelt Care at Home kind of apart from the other options?
Heartfelt Care at Home is not the only option that is out there. Like you mentioned, there's 50 some odd companies who are licensed under the same basic industry. You said maybe half of them. I think maybe on one or two hands, you could count the companies that are really willing to go the extra mile. And I think one of the things that makes Heartfelt Care at Home truly unique is we are not hesitant to encourage people to use the option that is best for them. Yeah. We are not always the best option. And when that's the case, when we're not the best option, we don't just leave people and say, good luck, here's a few people to call. A major, which you know, you wrote my job description, but a large part of what it is my job entails is to coordinate care, not only with the home health companies, but other home care companies, to with the facilities or with the people who work alongside us, and to coordinate that care. And so if there was the first thing that I would pick for what really sets us apart is our team, our caregivers. Yeah. The 1 to 2 year minimum guideline for having them be in the industry and do the work. There's a world of difference between doing non-medical home care at home for your mom or dad and doing it for someone who's not a blood relative. And so having that team of caregivers really sets us apart. Not to put too fine a point on it, but the second thing that I would pick is the fact that we are the only non-medical home care company that I've ever heard of that has 100% service satisfaction guarantee.
You know, and that's great to point out. And that's something I always say, you know, whether you use company X, Y, or Z, you know, always ask, you know, the obvious questions. Are you licensed, bonded, insured? You know, all yeah. those common things, right? But are they willing to back up their care yeah. financially? Are they yeah. willing to say, if you're not happy, you're not going to pay? And that was something that we were very intentional about.
To do what it takes and go the extra mile.
When to make it right when things don't go right. And that's the, you know, inevitably – something will go wrong.
Because we work with humans.
We work with
humans.
And
we are humans working with humans. So there's always something unexpected. And the question is, what is going to happen when that unexpected arises? I know one of the first staff meetings that I sat in the middle of the meeting, you said, hold on real quick. I have to run downstairs because a caregiver who was part of the job was to take somebody out for donuts in the morning, needed cash, and they had run out. And so there was a transfer, and you handed that in the middle of our meeting. There was a point of taking care of the real point of our business and the fact that we're all on the same page. And that sets us apart. And, you know, if there was one other thing I can add to that.
I am never going to stop you from gushing about
so. Well, this is kind of. It's also the entire Colorado Springs community that we are encouraged to work alongside with.
Yes.
That we are not a standalone silo of solutions for everybody we talk to. That we realize we are all better when we work together with the other companies and individuals who are looking out for the good. And that's a lot of companies say there's other options that you have. But the idea of intentionally working together with other companies who are competitors and who are complementary, it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And we're certainly blessed here with the aging services that we have here in Colorado Springs and in El Paso County. We have Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home chatting here in the studio this morning. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. I'm Greg Koopman, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. Do you have dental needs but no dental benefits? You're not alone. Don't get stuck with painful out-of-pocket costs for dental needs now. For the past 27 years, my friends at American Dental Group have offered a local, affordable discount membership program that has been saving seniors hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars on dental care. With plans starting at just $7.95 a month, stop overpaying for dental care now and give them a call today to find access to professional dental care. Call American Dental Group at 719-633-3000. That's 719-633-3000, or visit them online at americandentalgroup.org. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. My friend, colleague, Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home in the studio here today, talking about general help and home care and health care and the cycle of aging and all of the wonderful things that that we get to do on a daily basis. Absolutely. So, Dan, always a pleasure having you in the studio. And Dan is in the studio every week. He manages me, you know, from a background stance. But it's always good to put him in front of a microphone.
I'm the live studio audience.
The
typically.
Live studio audience, yes.
So you had mentioned we had talked about how we work together with others and how the different parts of the senior healthcare life cycle fit together. But from your perspective of expertise and longevity in the industry, what are the main benefits that you see of home care services, say, versus senior living?
Sure. Well, I mean, in home care, you know, I look at home care as a catch-all. Home care is day-to-day help, and we all, as individuals, our needs vary day-to-day. So home care isn't confined or siloed, as you mentioned in the first segment, to I can only do physical therapy, or I can only do occupational therapy, or I can only come, you know, one time a week, or, you know, once every 2 weeks. Yeah. This is personalized care. This is what you need when you need it. And somewhat to our own detriment as an industry, it's very hard to challenge. How do you meet the needs of every individual person from a client standpoint as well as a caregiver standpoint? Yeah. Who needs to work and have a set number of hours and things like that. Yeah. So it's a balance, but it's personalized care. It's what you need when you need it, and it's flexible. Meaning if I'm coming home from the hospital following a hip replacement surgery, I'm going to be needing more assistance with my day-to-day activities, whether it's personal care or just maintaining a household. Yeah. I'm going to need more help initially than I might say a month or two or 3 months afterwards.
Yeah.
And when you can start off with XYZ amount of care and decrease over time as you improve, or vice versa, an increase as your needs change, it's flexible, it's personal. And what that does is it preserves independence.
Yeah.
What we do is we preserve independence. Now, there are some great senior living options here in Colorado Springs. Home care is not always appropriate for a permanent solution. Sometimes senior living makes sense for whatever reason. But I've never in 19 years, 3+ million hours of home care provided to thousands of seniors, I've never met a senior who wanted to leave their home. And what we do by providing the personalized care when they need it, we allow them to stay at home.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And while there's places for every part of the industry, and you know, there's benefits of community in different settings, just as a way for the listeners to get a general 30,000-foot view, what are some of the common scenarios that you see people utilizing home care services or what home care services would be beneficial?
Sure. And you know, and you're asking me is there a common scenario when people need personalized care? right? But yes, I mean, there are more scenarios that we see. Typically following a hospital stay, following a rehab stay, and you're returning home from some sort of event, some sort of medical thing, whether it be a diagnosis of a condition like, you know, COPD or congestive heart failure or cancer or whatever. Or whether it be, you know, something else like a stroke or a heart attack or a fall on a broken hip. Typically, those return homes is something that we see. Something we also see a lot is, you know, a spouse or even an adult child overwhelmed with caring for a loved one. Yeah. Oftentimes, you have memory and cognitive decline, dementia, Alzheimer's, in the mix there, where they just need a little bit of respite, a little bit of help. That's a common scenario that we see as well. It could be as simple as I just need generalized help around the home once or twice a week to make sure that I'm not doing the stuff that I don't have the could be desire to do anymore, or the pep, energy, and health to do anymore.
Yeah.
So those are the most common scenarios. It's just typically an event, returning home from an event, helping a loved one or an adult child or spouse get a little bit of a break from being that family caregiver, or just folks needing generalized help to preserve that independence.
Yeah. I love how you break those out, because it seems like the first two really represent the most common spurs or triggers for people to reach out. It's when there's something big that takes place, and when you're at the end of your rope. But when you talk about respite care, boy, anybody who has cared for a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's is understands just the utter end of their ropeness. I don't know if that's a word.
It is now. But the reality is, everybody's appropriate for home care. Everybody's appropriate for home care. If you're just coming home, you're appropriate for home care. If you have a spouse and you're caring for an aging loved one, you're appropriate for home care. If you just need generalized help because you don't have the pep and the energy that you used to because you're 81 and thriving independently at home, it's okay to have a little bit of help. You're appropriate for home care. If you're on hospice, you're appropriate for home care. If you're on skilled home health, getting PTO to your nursing when you get home from a rehab stay, you're appropriate for home care. Everybody's appropriate.
Yeah. But it seems like so often people say, well, I understand it could help, but it's not something that I don't really need it right now. And what seems to happen is people wait and wait and wait. And then when something truly awful takes place, they require ongoing 24-hour or consistent care, rather than being able to just pick up a little bit and have someone help with certain tasks so that major event either doesn't happen or is pushed a decade down the timeline.
Well, and you touched on a very important point, is home care, when used correctly and when used proactively, it can be preventative for those falls, for some of those triggers that result in a loss of independence. We're going to take one last break, and then we'll be right back here on Senior Talk. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Dan Wilson with Heartfelt Care at Home in the studio here today. Dan, you know, one of the big roles that you've been tasked with while you're out there in the community, and something I'd say we've probably been very intentional about, is being a resource to the community. As you touched on a little bit earlier, connecting the dots on some of these other services. But can you share with our listeners a little bit about kind of our approach to serving the community with Heartfelt Care at Home and Total Care Connections?
Absolutely. The care coordination is something that is statistically proven to be beneficial. And I'll come back to that. But there's multiple pieces that go into which company is the right company for someone right now. The irony is, it's not just the caregiver who shows up in your house. It's the people in the office who are giving them backup. It's the people who are answering the phones, so that when whatever comes up, the unexpected something, when that arises, are you going to be able to get someone on the phone now?
Yeah.
And so when we select the different companies that we coordinate care with, that's one of the pieces that we want to make sure. We want to make sure when something comes up, we'll be able to reach someone. And Heartfelt Care at Home is unique. It seems like people are around here for a long time, but the industry itself has a high level of turnover.
Yeah.
And just because a company was a great company 6 months ago or 2 years ago doesn't mean any of those same people work there.
Right.
Or it doesn't even mean that they're the same company. It's a franchise that's been owned and then someone works it and then they sell the franchise, which God bless. That's exactly what you're supposed to do with a franchise.
Right.
You build it up, you sell it up, you make some money, and that's the purpose of the business. But when you're talking about care, just because someone used a company 6 months ago doesn't mean that you even have the same people involved in care.
Sure.
And I mentioned statistics.
Right.
There's a Harvard study that the initial findings came back on, and it was encompassing how to stop hospital readmissions, how to stop it to where once you go to the hospital and once you have that, to not go back.
Right.
And they came up with, in the initial findings, I think it was a 5 to something year. It's in the middle of a long, decades long, a primary study right now. But the initial findings came back that for people who are over 65 and go into the hospital, 1 in 6 return to the hospital within a month.
Wow.
1 in 6.
That's 1 in 6 go back to the hospital.
If you're that 1 in 6, it's awful.
Well, and keeping in mind, you know, there's also data out there that supports that every time you go back to the hospital, you're lessening your chance of being able to return home.
Yeah.
And return to that independent state.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what this study, it compared, where it studied the benefit of non-medical home care, heartfelt care at home, the personal care in home, along with home health, which is a nurse, a therapist, physical therapist, occupational therapist, the combination of those two. Now, when you use Medicare and you get out of the hospital, Medicare covers certain amount of physical therapy, a certain amount of nurse care. But a lot of those nurses and therapists would love to come in and do more visits than what they're allowed to do. But they're only allowed to do a certain amount. And so in 75% of the cases that judiciously use both home health and home care, the skilled and the non-medical side, 75% of the people who go back, that 1 in 6 who go back, 75% of them are avoidable with judicious use of home health and home care. And we found last year when we did the complete numbers,
sure,
we had 99 people that we had been able to combine care and manage the care coordination with the home health side and ours. And one of those 99 went back into the hospital.
That's fantastic. And it's there to support that when you're proactive about this stuff, when you're comprehensive about this stuff, when you utilize, you know, resources like Heartfelt Care at Home, you know, the goal is to connect the dots.
Yeah.
Sometimes that means not us, and that's okay, but it's connecting the dots with the home health, the physical therapy, the occupational therapy, hospice, palliative care, transportation, oxygen. I mean, you name it.
The number
The resource is the key to achieving that ability to stay independent at home. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to do that. I mean, we can actually see the impact.
I do love what I do for a living. It's a gift. It never ceases to amaze me the amount of time people take in deciding what car to buy or what home they're going to move into. But yet when it comes to picking someone to come in and be a personal caregiver for themselves, their spouse, or their parents, they make 2 phone calls and whoever shows up first is who they go with. And there are a number of good options, but there's some that are not great options.
Yeah. And that's why I encourage our listeners, use Dan and the team at Heartfelt Care at Home as a resource. Dan, we are out of time. It flies by quickly, especially when you and I are chatting about just life and work and what we're able to do to serve this community. Before we go, Dan, share with our listeners, how can they reach out to you and the team at Heartfelt Care at Home?
Love for people to reach out to 719-362-0094 or 24/7 available either by phone or online at heartfeltcareathome.com.
Fantastic. Dan Wilson, Heartfelt Care at Home, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Greg.
You can also find out more information about our sponsor, American Dental Group, online at americandentalgroup.org. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk, presented by American Dental Group and Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company.